Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
When it comes to flying, there are some unwritten rules. For example, never take off your shoes and your socks. Going barefoot on a plane, if you do that, just stop, please.
Unless it's like summertime and you're wearing sandals,
yeah,
then it's fine. But if there's something about the removal of socks,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Just gross, right? Another one of those unwritten rules, reclining your seat on an airplane. Is that an unwritten rule? Because there's this video going off right now on the internet. This lady reclined her seat, and the guy behind her starts punching her headrest. Like, so passive-aggressively. He didn't say,
repeatedly.
Like, he didn't say, like, excuse me, miss, I don't have a lot of room. Instead of doing that, like a normal person, he just decided to punch this lady's headrest, like, 20 times over and over and over again. Passive-aggressive right there.
Yeah.
What do you think about reclining your seats? Because I always thought that it wasn't that big of a deal, but online, people are roasting this lady. They're like, how dare you recline your seat on an airplane? Well, that's the rudest thing you can do.
If they aren't meant to recline, then don't make them recline.
Thank you.
Also, they recline, what, an inch?
Maybe.
Maybe two.
Now, if the person behind you is on a laptop or they're eating, it's always nice to do a quick shoulder check.
Yes.
Just do a quick shoulder check and maybe ask them, hey, do you mind if I recline my seat? And if they give you a good reason why, like, oh, I just had knee surgery, or, you know, I got this thing going on, or I'm going to have my laptop, then absolutely no. You can deal with a 3-hour flight without a reclined seat. Not the end of the world.
The other thing, too, is how you do it. Like, if you slowly, gently ease back those full 2 inches,
mm-hmm.
good. But for the people who decide to, like, jam back and see if they can get it to go farther, that's also rude.
Yeah, but I just had no idea people were so against reclining their seats on airplanes.
I know. I have to say, when someone does recline their seat into me, instantly I'm just like, ugh. But then you know what? I don't care.
Yeah, I'm 6'2". I'm 6'2", and it's not like that couple inches of the reclined seat ruins my flight. Sure, it's a little uncomfortable, but planes in general are a little uncomfortable. It's the way she goes.
You know what would ruin my flight? Someone clipping their nails next to me.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
I'm just reading a few of these, you know, nightmare things that have happened on a plane where people hang clothes to dry.
Oh.
Over the seat or up by the vent.
Oh!
I saw one.
Who does that?
Of a pair of underwear drying.
I'm mad.
By that vent up top.
I'm mad.
Hanging your hair over the back of your seat.
Yeah, whatever. If it's a TV, if it's a TV in the back of the screen, don't do that. But if not, whatever.
Excuse me, you want to have someone else's hair hanging in front of your face?
Whatever. Not. It's not right in front of my face.
That's weird.
It's not right in front of my face. It's pretty far away.
I guess.
Yeah.
Also, don't make out on the airplanes. Save that for,
speak for
the
yourself.
Bathroom.
I love making out on airplanes. Nothing like some good PDA on a plane. I thought people were going to go after this guy punching the back of the headrest because that's super rude. But everyone's like, yeah, you go, man. You punch that headrest.
But here's another situation. You're on a flight and you're sitting next to someone who says, I'm sorry, would you mind swapping seats with me so I can sit next to my daughter?
Mm.
And you, let's say, have a particular seat that you like to sit in. Would you offer to switch up your seat?
If it's a mother wanting to sit with her kid or a father wanting to sit with her kid, absolutely. Father sitting with her kid, his kid. Jeez.
Either
words
way.
Are tough sometimes. Yeah, in that case, absolutely. But if it's like a friend wanting to sit next to their friend, depends on the flight, I guess.
What,
if it's like a quick flight.
What if they're like best friends who haven't seen each other and they're going on a trip and they just want to spend every moment together?
Don't care. I'm sitting down.
Ouch.
I'm settled. My bag is already in the
overhead
compartment, so I'm good.
Wow, don't sit next to Clayton on a plane, apparently.
Well, I say that now.
Have a heart,
here's
man.
The thing. I say that now, but if it actually happened to me, I would totally move. I'm such a doormat. I'd be like, yeah, absolutely. This is your seat now. Because if you switch the scenarios there, you're the one who wants to sit next to your best friend. You'd obviously want that person to say, yeah, for sure. But if it's one of those planes with 3 seats in each row, and it's like, hey, will you switch me that window seat for my middle seat? Hard no. Hard no. Like, come on, buddy.
Pick, quick funny
words
story.
Words are tough.
Jeez. When Sean and I were going on our honeymoon, we went to Chicago. We got separated on our first flight, which was just on a WestJet one.
I thought you meant like separated, like your marriage got separated. Like, wow.
No. We got Sean was back in like row 8 and mm-hmm. I was in row 3, which was like the plus section. Ooh. Where you got free drinks and food.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't ask to switch and sit back behind my new husband. Wow. Because I wanted the free drinks and food.
Unbelievable. We just got a text from Dean. Remember Dean from moving into a Mirage two
yes.
years ago? He puts his knees up on his seat when he flies so people don't recline
there
their
you
seat
go.
That's greasy, Dean, but I like it.
It's such a double-edged sword because obviously the chairs are meant to recline. Mm-hmm. That function is there. But then it annoys the person behind you. So what do you do? Like, mm-hmm. just, I feel like you should just leave it.
And tall people are like, well, you don't understand, guys. You don't understand. I'm 6'2 and pretty heavy. Like, you know, Ham from Sandlot, the big redheaded catcher. Imagine an adult version of that. That's me. I don't mind it. Like, if someone reclines their seat, whatever. My knees are already not, like, comfortable. What? Who cares? People on planes just are the worst. They complain about everything.
Well, you know what else makes it even worse is mm-hmm. everyone is trapped
mm-hmm.
in this flying tube.
Exactly.
3,500 feet in the air, like, or however high planes go.
35,000. There you go.
3,500.
Yep. No, not 3,500.
35,000. Yes.
You
there
yeah,
we go.
There we go.
That yeah. makes sense.
You're good.
So yeah, aggressions get high. The air quality is not awesome, and yeah. people get annoyed very quickly.
But
so
just tough it out. We'll all get through it together.
Yeah.
But people just lose their mind with this debate. You can never recline your seat. Have some courtesy. It's not the end of the world.
No.
Like, you're flying to Calgary. It's an hour flight. Before you know it, you're going to be at the Chili's having some beers.
Ever wonder what happens when the microphones are off? Well, it's behind the scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
I made a bunch of ground beef at once because I was like, okay, one day I'll have tacos, one day I'll make pasta sauce, another day I'll make shepherd's pie. Kind of like meal prep, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just ended up having tacos. No.
Well done.
No variety that rocks, if you will. Just tacos for like 5 straight meals.
That was Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
We're going to talk about Stacey's husband here for a few minutes because Sean has been killing it lately. Like, there are 2 stories here, and I love Sean.
I do too.
Thanks.
Because he's my husband.
Thanks for that. I hope you do.
So we've decided for Valentine's Day that we're going to stay in.
Mm-hmm.
Fiona's going to the grandparents for the night.
Ooh.
And Sean is going to make me dinner. And usually I'm the one in the house that cooks. So this is a huge treat. I'm mm-hmm. very much looking forward to it. So we went grocery shopping yesterday to grab the ingredients. There's a list that we made together of what needs to be bought. And a lot of those were fresh herbs. Fresh rosemary was on the list, mm-hmm. fresh sage, mm-hmm. and fresh parsley.
So 3 things on the list.
Mm-hmm. Well, and a few other things,
okay.
too. Tomatoes, what have you. And so he comes home, and we're putting the groceries away, and he's got the fresh rosemary and some fresh thyme. And I was like, what's this?
And that's it?
And he's like, they were out of sage. And I was like, no, you don't even know what sage is, do you?
You can just replace fresh herbs for another. They're all the same. They're interchangeable.
They're green, right? No. And then I pick up what is supposed to be fresh parsley, mm-hmm. and it's cilantro, which are 2 very different tastes.
Yeah.
Like, very different. Cilantro is usually for, like, Mexican or, like, an Indian curry or something. Not usually used in Italian dishes,
no.
So... Bless his heart.
Here's
there.
The thing, though. He went 1 for 3. If this was baseball, he'd be like the MVP of the league right now. So
I guess.
Batting 333. Not bad, Sean.
And then also this morning, which happens every morning, he's at home with Fiona on parental leave, which mm-hmm. is amazing. And of course, I text him and I'm like, hey, send a picture of Fiona. Send a video. What are you guys doing? I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
I have serious FOMO of fear of missing out. And so I said this morning, hey, send me a picture of Fiona. So he does. And it's literally... the picture when she was first born.
Like 10 minutes after she was born.
10 minutes after she was born.
The nurse
I was like,
is cleaning her up on the table.
Thank you?
Like, this is the best notification to get. You're expecting this cute photo of your baby in bed. Nope, just
newborn,
10-minute old baby covered in stuff.
Yeah. And it's like, I did. I asked for a picture of her and he sent me one. So I guess he's right.
Can Sean be a co-host on our show?
I don't know. I know he's listening right now. I'll see what he says.
He must just hate us talking about his most embarrassing moments. I'm thinking of doing this for my wife for Valentine's Day. A scavenger hunt, but with those elementary school Valentines. They come in like packs of 30. You buy them for your kids. They hand them out to everyone. I want to buy a pack of those, hide them around the house. Little scavenger hunt for my wife.
Okay.
It's kind of like if Easter and Valentine's Day made sweet love and had a baby.
Okay.
But I think that's too elaborate. Like, I think that's too much effort, if that makes sense.
Well, it's your choice. Yeah. You don't have to do it.
But like, if you were in my wife's shoes, would you like doing like a big elaborate thing like that for Valentine's Day? Or would you just like the traditional flowers and a card?
I don't know. I've never done a romantic scavenger hunt. I can't
really
say.
Way to go, Sean. Slacking, bud.
We just made fun of him for his herb choices at the grocery store. We can't make fun of him for that. No. I don't know. It would also depend, too, like, what's the payoff? If it's just you at the in the bedroom being like, here's a kiss. Happy Valentine's Day. I'd be like, what? I just searched the whole house for a kiss.
I'm mad because everyone is always like, it's the thought that counts. You just proved that that's not the case at all because you want the big payoff. Like, all that thought you put into it, and it's like, well, if I get something sweet, then yeah, it's worth it.
Scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
In the name, you're hunting for something.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just have your wife go around the house finding cards and then be like, Happy Valentine's Day. There has to be something.
That'd be funny, though.
Jeez. Oh,
that'd be hilarious. That'd be the best prank ever for Valentine's Day. What if at the end it was like a cake? You got a cold cake to yourself.
Absolutely. That's great. Yep.
You'd do a lot of things for cake, though.
I would. If it was food, I'd be very happy.
Ever wonder what happens when the microphones are off? Well, it's Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
What are you guys doing for Valentine's Day?
Going to my parents' house.
Oh, right, I asked you that.
Super romantic.
Yeah.
That was Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
Up in a bit.
Just wanted to ask you, Clayton, what you got up to last night.
Why?
I don't know.
It's almost as if you know and you're trying to bait me into telling the story.
It's called a leading question.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I went to the Blades game last night.
Uh-huh.
Blades, by the way, didn't look great against
Not
Brandon.
Not great.
No, it was just they looked a little slow. It happens. The crowd was getting...
Restless?
Yeah, restless, impatient with the Blades. But I used to work there. I was the guy on the microphone giving away the prizes in between the whistles.
Mm-hmm.
I probably annoyed many people. I know a lot of people at the Blades, and I think that they knew this one rule that I had. Some people have this rule as well. If you're on the Jumbotron and you have a beer, you have to finish that beer.
On camera?
Yeah, on the camera. That's one of the life rules I live by.
I would choke.
It happens a lot at like NBA games when they put the camera on the celebrities' courtside. Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, he had an epic one where they put it on him and he took like two sips of beer and everyone was booing him. It's like, chug, chug.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one of the little life rules I live by. If I'm ever on the Jumbotron, you got to finish your beer. Me and my buddies always do that. Well, someone at the Blades must have known that I live by this rule because I was on the Jumbotron three times yesterday at the Blades game. And every single time I was in the Jumbotron, it just so happened that I got a fresh beer.
Oh, what a coincidence.
What a coincidence, right? So every single time I get back from the beer stand, take my seat, like 2 minutes later, there I am, Jumbotron.
Oh,
and I'm with my best friend. He's sitting right beside me. And he's like, you gotta do it. You know the rules,
bud. Peer pressure.
So yeah, three times.
In addition to how many other...
Just those beers, because I just chugged them nonstop. After the third one, I just gave my keys to my wife, and I'm like, sorry, can't drive home. Not my fault.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.